This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com.
No.
We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we're delighted you're here. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli, and hour number one, we're going to be talking about soil fertility, farming, and corporate attitudes, looking just at today and not at tomorrow. And hour number one is farming. Hour number two is John Reagan. John Reagan will be with us, and we'll be talking about spy technology and finance and so forth. Werner Bach is with us. Welcome, Werner Bach.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. Now, Werner, you are in New Brunswick. It's a Canadian province. It's in eastern Canada, and you're just northeast of Maine. And you've got a farm there, and you've been, you came from Germany, and you've been a lifelong farmer, and your father was a farmer, correct?
Yeah. Well, my parents, they got into farming there in the early 1930s. You know, situations was pretty grim over there in Germany, and most of the food had to be imported. And when the National Socialists came to power, they got elected. They looked at the issues that were at hand, and the biggest problem was the food supply. So they encouraged as many people as possible to go into farming and basically create stability in regard to food supply for the German people.
And we did something not quite the same, but with the same goals in mind. We wanted to raise more food in the United States, but it was during World War II, just after the period you're talking about. And what we had was Liberty Gardens, and we encouraged people to, if they lived in the city, get some pots, get some soil, or find a park or a strip of land that had sun on it and start growing food. So we were concerned about food as well. Werner, we've got Matt. Matt in Ohio is joining us. Welcome, Matt.
Hello?
Matt, are you there? Going once.
Okay, I'm here.
Great. Okay, yeah. Matt, you had a question for Werner Bach?
Yeah. Do you think that wood mulch, like the Back to Eden farming method and biochar might be a solution for the chemtrails damaging the roots of our plants and trees?
Well, this problem, it started up. They got it started, and they cannot stop it, and only nature will deal with it and hopefully be able to break down the toxins and elements that are being introduced into the environment. But there is one form of gardening what I've made aware of there about last year, and that is tunnel gardening, where people grow their gardens under plastic.
Okay.
Mark, I'm sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is exactly what I'm doing here on our farm in Missouri. We have a raised bed garden, and one of our instructors is really great at designing gardens that grow. His name is Len Pence, gardeningrevolution.com. And his plan is to have about a 4-foot by 6-foot raised bed garden. And, I'm sorry, 4 by 16. And 2 blocks high, 2 concrete blocks high. And then you put, you know, his, either his blend of, it's rice hulls and it's mulch and it's a blend of 3 different types of media. What I do is I use just really good fertile earth.
Okay.
And the plan is, if you have this raised bed garden, you can put in some hoops, some PVC pipe, and make hoops from one side of the 4-foot bed to the other, and then attach plastic to it. And I think that's what Werner Bach is talking about, or tunnel gardening, as it's called. So the idea is to keep the plastic on there to keep the radiation and the toxins from the air from landing on the plants and killing the plants and ultimately going into our food supply. So, that's what we've done. Okay, we have not done the tunnel part yet, but we have the raised bed. The tunnel part is going to be done this growing season. But to add a little more information to your question, biochar. I have an outdoor wood furnace, and I've been making biochar, which is simply heating wood, good clean wood, in the absence of air, and it forms like these black. Looks kind of like coal, but it's very, very soft. It has lots of holes in it, and bacteria get into these pores of the biochar, and they live there, and they really help amend the soil. So I'm adding and have added biochar and wood ashes. And I'm so glad you mentioned this, Matt, because that was one of the things that Werner and I were going to talk about today, and that is the reason for adding wood ashes to your garden. And I can tell you that my grandmother, when I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s, had a very rich garden, very rich. And what she did was, originally they heated with wood in the 1920s, and you'd have to put the wood ashes someplace, and they just put them in the yard, and the yard became the garden where they grew food. And the garden really grew well. They grew grapes, and they grew all kinds of squash and tomatoes and leafy vegetables. It was very, very impressive, the quality and the vigor of her garden. And I believe it's because of the minerals that were added to the earth because of the wood ashes. Werner, your thoughts?
Well, we spoke about it yesterday, about the Doctor of Ashes, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Yes, Dr. Joel Wallach, yes. Mm-hmm.
Where he documented when land is continuously cropped and farmed or gardened, then sooner or later some of the basic elements, they run low. If the residues from are not being added to the soil again, you know, like manure and everything, it's been composted and added to the soil again, then especially trace minerals, they run in short supply, and then certain health problems will arise. And it would be very interesting for the listeners to check out Dr. Joel Wallach and what his research that has been carried on over several decades, what he had documented there. And it was not just only based here on research here in North America, but research in other cultures, you know, in Asian cultures and so. And here it should be pointed out there at the foothills of the Himalayas. There is one group of people living in the Hansas, and they live to a ripe old age, over 100 years old, and still be productive. But they are irrigating their gardens, and where they produce their food, they irrigate it with glacier milk. It's a kind of a whitish water that comes out of the glaciers that come down, that come down from the mountain, and it got all the ground type rocks in that makes it a kind of milky, you know, and with all the essential elements. And it has proven to be very beneficial for those people, and now scientists, they pay more attention to the trace elements that they have to be contained in our diet. And what Dr. Wallach was stating, I think there are over 60 basic elements we need in order to be healthy, and over 80 essential nutrients. And when any one of them is out of whack or is being fixed by the oversupply of another element, then the body suffers some deficiencies or imbalances in the diet, and then very specific health problems will arise. And Dr. Wallach, he documented it when for several decades he was working as a pathologist. And before he became a medical practitioner and a pathologist, he had studied veterinary medicine, and he encountered the same parallels in among the animal kingdom as he encountered among us human beings.
And that's spelled Joel, J-O-E-L, Wallach, W-A-L-L-A-C-H. And Dr. Wallach is a USA Prepares instructor. He's been to many of our meetups, and he's been on the air with us, and he's been to the expo many times, and he's been to the farm. So that's the Dr. Joel Wallach that we're talking about. And he additionally recommends wood ashes being added to the gardening soil to supplement it. And Matt, the reason that that wood ashes work so well is because trees grow in the roots are deep, and sometimes they grow around rocks, and they pick up the minerals from the rocks, and the minerals from deeper in the soil and the rocks are in the wood as the tree grows. And then when we burn the wood, the minerals are still there, and then we add those minerals to our soil, and that's why it works. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you very, very much.
And do you have a further question, or?
Yeah, that was all. I appreciate your answer.
Okay, our pleasure. Thank you, man.
Take care.
Werner Bach, and I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bernard Box with us, and we're talking about soil and growing a garden, and there's a lot that happens in the soil that we may not know about. Now, we've seen worms and we've seen some bugs, but Werner, you're telling me something very interesting about how much goes on under the soil to support a cow, for example, that may weigh 1,000 pounds. What goes on under the soil and how much life in weight is under that soil to support that cow? This is quite fascinating.
Well, but it boils down to the basic research I was being made aware of when I went to agriculture college over there in Germany. And our teacher told us that in the 30s, there was a scientist in Germany. He looked at the bioactivity inside the soil. And he came up to the conclusion, if you want to feed a cow on top of the ground, like a 1,200-pound cow on top of the ground, you have to have at least 1,200 pounds of active life forms in the soil. And the secret of sustainable productivity of the soil is to keep those little workers in the soil, to keep them fed. And one of the basic diets what they have is organic matter. That means add organic matter again to the soil. And that's about how those real fertile regions of this globe, how they became so fertile. For example, in the Ukraine, they got a thick layer of nearly 100% organic soil that provides a age-long food supply for the workers in the soil. That's what makes those soils so productive. But It is with the soil. It's in soil science. There is a similar situation like in medical science. The traditional ways of healing people and keeping people healthy have been by modern science, pharmaceutical. Modern science has basically been guided now by pharmaceutical industry's interest. That has replaced the old-fashioned traditional science. And, how shall I say that? Unless we come back to the basics, people who are aware of it becomes now more and more obvious to them that modern science does not have the solution to our problems, but in the long run creates more problems. And now they have created so many problems, more than we can shake a stick at. So that's a reason why you and some other people start going back to the traditional ways of raising food.
Werner, as you were saying that, I went to a search engine on the internet and I typed in lawn bug killer. Okay, and there's triazicide. There's 7-SEVIN. It's a bug killer. There's all kinds of lawn insecticides, spectracide. So I know people who live in neighborhoods. And they spray their lawns to keep the bugs out, to kill the bugs. But I think they're doing more than just killing the bugs that are on top of the soil that are in the grass. I think they're killing the bacteria as well in the soil. What do you think about that?
Well, commercial interests, they want to sell us always a better mousetrap. But in the end, the mice that get trapped in the trap are the people. And here I want to put out another word, and that is about people who got their own well, and their drinking water and their water supply is being supplied by their own well water. And this mostly in outlying areas, and they got their septic tank system. Everything is up to code. And I was looking at this question already years ago, and I said, that's actually, it's crazy. We got a break?
We do, but we'll come right back after that break, and we'll talk about wells and septic systems. And maybe we'll even talk about lagoons, which is the preferred method of waste disposal here in Missouri. Werner Vogts with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Les Werner Bach is with us, and you know, we're talking about soil fertility. And I'm looking at a website, and I'll post it on USAPrepares.com, page one, during the next break. But we're talking about pesticides. And just think about this. So you have small children, you live in a neighborhood, and your children play in the neighbor's yard, and they sprayed a pesticide in the yard. And your children get it on their shoes, their clothes, they bring it home, and now it's in your house. Just think about that. So, and what about those people who have cockroaches and ants and things like that in their house, and they want to kill them, and then they fumigate their house? Now it's on the walls, the furniture, everything in the house. That's a serious concern of mine, and it's so serious. I saw the results of it. when our children were very young and we didn't take them out of school and homeschool them at that point, our daughter went to school on a Monday and she came down with hives. And what happened was they sprayed in the school, they sprayed an aerosol insecticide because some of the children in the class had lice. Head lice. So they were going to fix that. So they sprayed an aerosol. It landed on the surface of the desk. No one cleaned them off. And our daughter, as well as everyone else, had her arms on her little desk, and she came down with hives. That's just one little piece of anecdotal evidence that this stuff is dangerous. And she was rushed home. It was pretty disconcerting. So, Werner, you, I believe, and I have the same concerns, don't we?
Yep. As I say, chemical sciences and so, they've opened the whole Pandora's box.
Yes, they have. They have. Now, we were talking, going into the break, we were talking about the wells and the septic systems.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this years ago. In the olden days, people, when they had a chance, they would get their drinking water from the hillside. You know, from the upper ground, you know, they would tap a spring or so, you know,
sure,
and their waste
sure.
would run into the low places, you know,
right.
into the swamps and so. And they swamps are biologically very much more active, and this method is being used now by some dairy barns to dispose of their effluent, you know, from the cleaning chemicals. in the milk room and so on, and they use the system about having more or less small swamps where the waste and the disinfectant and so drain out into. But with this having where people have the septic tank system, it's on the high ground, you know, and then they have a deep well, it's on the low ground, and just in depends of the geological formation underneath. Within, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. The waste from the septic tank system will end up in your own well water, or it will end up in your neighbor's well water. And until about 40, 50 years ago, it was not that much, not as big a problem as it is nowadays. As you mentioned there about treating the lawns with all kinds of chemicals and so on, and chemicals that are being used in the household, and medications people take and everything, you know. This, in the olden days, the people got their drinking water from a less contaminated or not contaminated place up on the hillside, and their waste was going in the low places. But with the septic tank system, people get their drinking water from their own personal waste disposal site or chemical dump. And it is just only, it's a clock that keeps ticking, you know, once the health problems will arise. And then with medications people take and... here comes something that is not very often being talked about, and that is about estrogen ending up in the well water. And then people wonder why there are more and more people with gender confusion.
Well, that was a nice way of putting it, gender confusion.
Well, it has been proven by investigating aquatic life forms,
yeah,
you know, frogs
yeah.
and fishes and so,
mm-hmm.
That are living in rivers or bodies of water where human waste and effluent is draining in.
You're absolutely right, and let's just paint a graphic picture of this. So, Werner, let's say a person has 1 acre and they live in a development, let's say, with a very large lot, 1 acre. That's about 200 feet by 200 feet, Glass. That's an acre, roughly.
Yeah.
That means that if you have a well and your well is in the very center of your property, and everyone else's well is in the center of their property, the wells are 200 feet apart. Now, your septic system is on that same property, and let's say it's at the maximum distance away from the well. That would be 100 feet. So now you have a well separated by a septic system of 100 feet. You have a whole bunch of septic systems and a whole bunch of wells, and then you add to that the lawn spraying to keep the bugs down, and then you have these industrial fertilizers, and then you have people who are painting their houses on the outside, and they wash the brushes and the rollers in the sink, and those chemicals go down the drain, and the drainer goes down the drain, and the blue chemical to clean your toilet goes down into your septic system. And so does every other type of chemical that you use in your house that goes in your septic system, which is now in the ground, which goes into the leach field, which ultimately tries to go downward toward the well. Now you have a whole neighborhood of this going on. And that's just your neighborhood. Now, a lot of these aquifers are connected with other neighborhoods and factories.
And Vincent, when you drive along a highway, where a highway, instead of going over a mountain, it cuts right through the mountain. Mm-hmm. And you look at the formation of the rocks underneath. They're slanted, they're tilted, they're turned upside down. Mm-hmm. Once that water from the upper soil layer, once it reaches the rock formation, it's basically Russian roulette.
And I believe that's because we have cracked the soil. Is that what you're saying? We've opened the soil to allow the soil to have drainage into it?
No, it's a natural way for the water to percolate through the soil and then mm-hmm. end up below there in the rock formations, you know. And some of it, where the rock comes to, the rock layers come to the surface, you got a spring coming out. Or it goes deeper into to replenish the groundwater supply.
Right, and so water runs downhill. Werner, on our farm, we have a creek that runs about through the farm, and sometimes it disappears. So the creek just disappears, and then it reappears, maybe 500, 400 feet later downstream, and it disappears. So the stream is on top of the ground, then it goes underground, then it comes back up. Now, when there's a lot of precipitation, a lot of rain, the creek is full. But sometimes during the droughts, part of the creek disappears and goes underground. So there is a lot of movement of water underground. And let me share this with our class. When we lived in Virginia, I was talking to someone who worked at Virginia Tech, and there was a tsunami in the Atlantic. And when the tsunami hit the Atlantic coast, Virginia Tech noticed that the column of water in their well casing rose about 100 feet. It came up 100 feet and then went back down. The reason I'm telling you this is that the ocean water is connected to the drinking water supply. It is absolutely connected. And right now, we kind of like the idea of homeostasis, where the pressure of the groundwater that we drink is pushing against the seawater, and the seawater is pushing against the groundwater, and everything's good because they're not contaminating each other too much. But with movement, they do contaminate each other. That's a concern. So the more tsunamis we have, the more chance we have of polluting our own drinking water supply.
And, Vincent, here I want to throw another monkey wrench in, and that is about this practice that's been championed by certain multinational corporations and those that are promoting it, and that is the issue about fracking.
Mm.
Breaking the rock, injecting very toxic chemicals. They call it fracking fluids. And the companies, they got all their own recipe, you know, industrial secret, not supposed to be revealed. and what's going to happen below ground to the groundwater. They tell us it is safe, but it is basically Russian roulette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very concerned. It makes absolutely no sense to me to do that. And it seems that the term that I've heard is called externalizing. So what happens when a company can't deal with the mess they've made, they externalize it. And they let a government pick up the pieces and clean up the mess. And the governments can't even clean it up. So, you know, we have the Hanford plant where we made radioactive bombs or materials for radioactive bombs for World War II. We have the insecticide plants. We have Love Canal. These places are so toxic we can't even go to them. And we've left it to the government to clean them up, and they can't do it. Like Chernobyl, like Fukushima, the governments of those countries can't clean up the mess.
Well, and the companies go bankrupt, and ultimately who has to pay the price? It's the taxpayers, either through tax money, and they have to pay an even higher price in public health problems.
You're absolutely right. When we come back, let's talk about municipal waste, using municipal waste on our soils. And if we have time, let's talk about young people. Do they have a chance at becoming farmers? Can they actually start a farm and raise enough money to keep that farm going? By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Werner Bach is with us, and we're talking about the soil, and it's really difficult in the long run to have fertile soil with the applications of insecticides and chemicals and so forth. And many of us farmers know that the way to have good soil, fertile soil, is the natural approach, and that's what we do here at our farm. And in that light, I'd like to just touch on municipal waste. There used to be, when we lived on the East Coast, you could get something called, I think it was called Philly soil, P-H-I-L-I, as in Philadelphia. And what it really was it was the municipal waste that was left out in the sun, that was treated with chlorine, and I'm talking about human sewage, hospital waste, everything all combined. And it was this brown stuff, and it was treated with chemicals, and then it was left to dry out in these large lagoons, if you will, in the sun, and then it was scooped up with earth moving equipment, and you could go get some for free and put it on your garden. Now all that seemed really great because it had alleged nutrients in the soil, or this Philly soil. Well, it also had paint residue, hospital waste, insecticides, everything you could possibly think of in this material. Werner, people used that, and they thought it made their gardens grow really well. And I had a neighbor in Virginia who used municipal waste on his farm field, and his grass grew really well, but it stunk like an open sewer for years. And it's the best way you can think of to devalue your neighborhood by applying that material on your lawn. Your neighbors will hate you for years, and they'll talk about you for decades. What do you think about that?
Well, it's the same what I was mentioning about the septic tank system. until about 50 or 60 years ago, it was mostly organic matter that was being put on the ground. But nowadays, with all the chemicals and anything that's been used and flushed down down the drain, it can become very hazardous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're very careful what we put down the drain here at the farm. And you know, there are stories of people changing their oil on the side of the road and let the crankcase drippings go down into the sewer. They don't have to worry about it because, you know, no one sees it dripping. And I'm talking about people who live in cities that have curbs, and they'll just drain the oil down the sewer it goes, and nobody worries about it, except when it pollutes the drinking water supply and the reservoirs. It's a real problem. So I think we need education starting in the elementary schools about where the water cycle, the food cycle, and maybe we'll pollute less. What about young farmers today? Do you think they have a chance? Do you think a young family starting out, newly married husband and wife can get some money and buy some land and get some machinery and operate a farm? I don't think so. I don't think it's possible.
Well, we spoke about it yesterday. Until the interest rates basically went topsy-turvy down to nearly zero, the period of the decades before, where the interest rates and long-term investment were around average around 10%, it has become basically prohibitive for anyone to invest this money or in farming.
Yeah, and what you're saying is you could make more money investing money and doing no work than putting that same money into a farm and getting a negative return as a result of farming, or barely a return at all. You get more money investing your money in the market than in farming, right?
That's the situation was over the last two decades.
Bernabach, thanks so much. Yeah, thank you so much for being with us this hour. I really appreciate it. And I'll give you a call and we'll arrange another broadcast. Bernabach, thank you so much for being with us. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.